Swing voters could decide this year's presidential election if they live in closely divided states like Wisconsin, which is commentator and swing voter John Ridley's home state and where he'll cast his vote. He joins us to offer his own take on whether anything John Kerry or President Bush did this week has nudged him towards either candidate. John, hello.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And what I'd like to know from you is, have you made up your mind yet?
I have not. And I refuse to make up my mind before the election. There's absolutely no reason to. So I'm going to keep my mind open, even as an exercise, just up until I go into the polling station.
Okay. You know, we are presenting you as a swing voter. You voted for Ronald Reagan. You have voted for George H.W. Bush.
Yes, I did.
Bill Clinton. But we have alert and very internet-savvy listeners who have written to point out that you have given money. Now, as it turns out, you've given money to both sides. Tell us what that is.
Well, I gave money to John Kerry because, George Bush has just out-fundraised him. And if you're walking down the street, you see two guys in a fight. One guy's got a stick and the other guy's got a gun. You want to help the guy who's got the stick. I've also given money to the RNC. And the RNC, by the way, Renee, that's the Republican National Committee, just in case some people. I find that the RNC tend to be more in line with some of their philosophies, the majority of their philosophies, not all of them, than with the DNC. So, of course, I helped them out. Last election that I voted in here in California, a recall election, voted for Bill McClintock, who is far to the right of little R. Schwarzenegger, just because his policies, mostly his fiscal policies, some of his immigration policies, I just agreed with far more. So I don't understand why people are opposed to the concept of swing voting. You don't.
And there are those people.
Oh, there's like 40-some percent on each side. But you don't get a diploma from the Electoral College by deciding early. All you get to do is put a bumper sticker on your car. I've got a nice car. I'm not putting a bumper sticker on it. So why not? With the situation in Iraq changing day to day, the economy fluctuating between good and decent, the politicians, our two candidates, finally getting specific about their programs and out-stumping, making promises daily, why decide when you don't have to?
So, all right, swing voter John Ridley.
Yeah.
Let's move on to this week and how the candidates did. President Bush and Senator Kerry, they've both spoken more about their plans for Iraq. John Kerry stepped up his criticism of the president.
He stepped up.
Went to the UN, but let's talk about Kerry.
I think Kerry had a good week in the sense that he's finally on the attack. And I don't just mean in a negative sense, but he is being forceful. He's being very pointed, as I think a candidate needs to be. With Iraq, he's actually set down a 4-point plan for what he would do in Iraq. And I think it's great that somebody on one side or the other is saying, I'm going to do this and this and this. The one thing that was unique about it was he said he's going to try to get the troops out in 6 months. I think it's great to put a timetable on this. Unfortunately, the rest of Kerry's plan, it's pretty much the Bush plan. So even though he laid something out, I don't know how it's significantly different. Getting international community, going ahead with the elections, those kinds of things. Don't know that's that much different from what George Bush is pushing at this point.
So let's talk about George Bush. Again, he went to the UN.
Yeah.
In your view, how did he do?
George Bush is at the UN, and he talks about setting up a democracy fund, which I think is a great idea. But it's a little empty in that he doesn't really talk about what the democracy fund is. It goes against the fact that most of what the UN does is try to foster democracy or peace. So he stands up, he performs as a world leader, which I think is terrific, and I think that's something we need to see at this point from him, but doesn't really say the kinds of things that I think other countries really want to hear, particularly to get re-engaged in Iraq.
So we will leave you in what appears to be a continuing condition of being undecided.
I wish that, quite frankly, I could get decided. I could get that little lawn sign up in front of my house and, you know, have people honk and wave or other people throw eggs at me. But unfortunately, Renee, another week, I got to go with this whole undecided swing vote, non-aligned, non-brand loyal, independent attitude.
Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Renee.
Thanks, John.